Poetic Process
Podcast.
Welcome back to the Poetic Process Podcast. I am B the Poet, and this is where we introspect our happenings and untangle what we call thoughts. Take a beat and enjoy some poetry with B. Today's poem:
Ovulation.
Ovulation, what have you moving crazy? You make my jaws hurt, and not in the way you thinking. I mean cheesing. My teeth stay gleaming cheek to cheek. I'm peeking like springtime daisies. You want me to have your babies? For you, my womb, monsoon. I'm B, but you to be. Honeysuckle, then spread them. Oshun, cast a bloom, cause I demand pollination. If I rude, I seize from germination, world domination. Nas to Lauren, we're close friends. Trying to make a mix on a spindle in a pod with Gregor Mendel. I've been yours. I'm too much, but we should take this deeper than conversation. That's a product of ovulation. Scene starts as I cross my legs. Looking at you from your eyes to your lips, fantasies in my head. Clears throat. What did you say? I can't concentrate as the glass produces the condensate that my cat. I bet he got it back. Girl, what? But true, arms thick like Babe Ruth. Glass of water, I need some more. A pair of glasses to hide my eye scroll. Some disguise, give me a paper fan. I am a lady, but damn, that's a man. I feel the calluses as they interlock my hands. My man, my man, my man. A product of ovulation.
Ovulation. I started writing this poem when I found myself unfoundedly smitten with a nigga. Every time I feel like I'm liking too much, I go and I look at the calendar to see exactly where I'm at in my menstruation cycle. And more often than not, it's right before my period, or I'm smack dab at the beginning or end of ovulation. And I always find it funny. I'm always looking at my chart trying to track my behavior, because everything to me is an experiment. I circled back to this poem and finished it after I saw this TikTok posted by Machiavelli. It was going viral, and she was specifically talking about Jonathan Majors.
In response to his workout routine, she describes how she's feeling when she actually sees this oozing masculine man working out, and just his features and how beautiful he is. And in watching that, I just automatically thought about male ovulation. It's hilarious. Here's the audio, and I'll link it in the description as well.
Up and down, he's gonna hold.
What I want is to move to a segregated neighborhood with him in the very, very deep south. No air conditioning. The house made hotter by the pot roast I have in the oven. Motown plays in the background. I'm in a nightgown. He comes to me, slides his hand up my thigh. One of my pin curls falls ever so on my forehead. He brushes it away. He wipes the sweat off my eyebrow and proceeds to take me.
And in hearing her talk about this man in this manner, it reminded me of how fixated and stuck I can get when I'm ovulating. A lot of women in the comments were talking about how strong and subjectively masculine his features are, and it reminded me of a study that I remembered about women being more attracted to feminine men on birth control versus more masculine men with strong jaw lines and large hands when not on birth control. Personally, I haven't been on birth control for about 5 years, and I feel like I'm more attracted to those subjective masculine features when I'm not on birth control versus when I am. When I look back at the boyfriends that I had and who I was most attracted to at what stage in my life, and also what types of birth control I was on. I tried many birth controls, and personally, it's just not for me. I just didn't see the benefit in me taking birth control when I wasn't having a large amount of sex. Like, the risk to reward ratio just didn't make sense to me. So I just stopped taking birth control, and I haven't been on since. And I definitely like my body a lot more now that I'm not. In researching the study and trying to find the study, I did however find in 2019, I graduated in 2017, there was a comparative study posted to PubMed stating that an online sample of 6,482 heterosexual women found no evidence that while using oral contraceptives had weaker preferences to male facial masculinity than they did when not using oral contraceptives. I personally, in reading this posting, didn't think, you know, too much of the study, because how do you deem these women's heterosexual, and also a large online study of 6,482 women? Like, when did they stop taking birth control? Had they had children? What are their hormone levels during this study? And you're doing online facial recognition to deem attractiveness, not necessarily in person. There's so many other factors when talking about hormone. I feel like all of these things should be evaluated in such a study. But there are just so many interesting things when it comes to the female body and how it
takes in male stimuli.
On a phenotypic level, I came across something called hidden ovulation in doing some research for this poem. It talks about how the human female doesn't necessarily have an outward expression of ovulation or fertility. We don't do any, you know how the peacocks, when they're trying to overt their masculinity for mating, and how the female baboon, they get red enlarged genitals whenever they're overtly expressing their willingness for mating. But the female human doesn't necessarily do anything, or the male. Why? So what exactly is happening on a metabolic level for a woman to show that they're available for mating? What does the male do to entice a woman for mating? There was a study conducted for testosterone levels in men based on when a woman is ovulating. The study shows that when men smell t-shirts worn by women while ovulating, it triggers a surge in the sex hormone testosterone. End quote. Researchers say it is the first study to show that olfactory cues to a woman's ovulation stimulates a biological response in men that may affect mating behavior. Men who smelled a t-shirt worn by a woman on her estimated day of ovulation responded with higher testosterone levels than men who smelled a t-shirt worn by a woman earlier in her cycle. Additionally, consistent with previous findings, our research showed that men perceive women's odor to be more pleasant right around the time of ovulation. End quote. I can contest to this. I feel like during ovulation, my bodily body smells a little bit sweeter versus other times in a month. And I basically eat about the same stuff all the time. So it's not pineapple, ladies. It's not cranberry. It's definitely just a natural metabolic response, I think, during my ovulation cycle versus my regular cycle. I can smell the sweetness on my body versus when I'm not ovulating or during my cycle. There are some more interesting factors about the body. This study also posted that you can tell ovulation which changes a woman's behavior on what she wears and what types of men that she's attracted to. This was posted by BuzzFeed. It says during ovulation, the female body is basically trying to seek out the most attractive, most healthiest, and virile mate in hopes to reproduce and making strong, healthy babies. And you know, Charles Darwin. Because you want to make sure that your children are most viable. This is something that's happened on the mental level, maybe in the subconscious. See a lineup of men. There's a guy up here that looks like they're from Star Trek. And then there's a guy that looks like they're from 300. Like, who are you going to pick?
I mean, my personal preference toggles between thick Wiz Khalifa and skinny Wiz Khalifa. So, that's just me.
It is what it is. There's also part of the study where it says women unconsciously speak in a higher register when they're most fertile. Your voice gets a little bit higher. You talk a little bit like this, a little bit more softer, you know. You ever get around a guy and it makes you want to like just talk lighter versus like when you're at work and you're like delegating, you're speaking in your, I don't want to say masculine energy, but your girl boss energy versus when you get around the guy and you're like, do you want me to make your plate? It gives that energy. There's just so many factors when it comes to ovulation. It just makes you wanna versus other parts of the cycle. And I just always find it interesting. And honey, ovulation is interesting. But yeah, that was ovulation. Make sure you guys rate this podcast on your podcasting platforms. Leave me a 5-star review. And follow me at _poeticprocess on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. Bye.
The poetic process. What? I said. the Poetic Process Podcast. See it, I can't get it out.